quote, "I know the name of Turkey's leading avant-garde publication. I know that John Quincy Adams married for money. I know that Bud Abbott was a double-crosser, that absentee ballots are very popular in Ireland, and that dwarves have prominent buttocks." End quote. That's an excerpt from the new book, The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World, a book in which author A.J. Jacobs writes about his quest to read the entire encyclopedia from A to Z. A.J. Jacobs joins us from CBS Studios in New York City. A.J., welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
A.J., as you know, we are a business show, so we're going to talk business in a minute, but we've got to begin by asking, what inspired you to read the encyclopedia from A to Z?
Yes, a very fair question. It's actually from AAC to Zivich, to be precise. But after college, I felt my brain slowly but surely turn to mush. So this was my mental triathlon to try to get it back in shape. And it was quite a triathlon, 33,000 pages and 44 million words. And if you stack the volumes up on the floor, it's actually a 4'2". So I call it a Danny DeVito of knowledge.
Did you really read every last one of those 44 million words, or did you skim over some of the passages and then just write your book?
Well, I don't like the negative connotation of the word skim, but I will say I read some parts more efficiently than others. And the parts on math or Portuguese literature, I read very efficiently.
Okay, very quickly and very well, no doubt.
That's right.
AJ, what's your take on the world after reading our encyclopedia?
In general, I felt more optimistic after reading it, because just if you see the innovations and the progress that we have made, it does make you feel a little bit better. A fact like this one sticks out in my mind. In the 18th century France, which I thought was relatively modern, the average life expectancy was 28 years old. And I'm 36, so I'm glad I'm not there, because I might be 6 feet under.
Having read the entire encyclopedia, any other feelings or emotions or maybe even resolutions you came away with?
Well, I realized people ask me whether I did, in fact, become the smartest person in the world, as it says in my title. And I like to say that I'm not Albert Einstein, but I'm up there with his lesser-known cousin, Alfred Einstein, who was a prominent music historian and got his own write-up in the encyclopedia. So I feel I'm up there with him. And I realize that knowledge and intelligence are not exactly the same thing, but they are related. So I feel that knowledge is sort of a fuel and intelligence is the engine. So I do feel I am slightly smarter than I was. But I do remember more than I thought I would. And I know this because the facts are always bubbling up in my brain. So if I go to a friend's house who has a cat, I'll think of how the Egyptians made mummies of their cats, but they also made mummies of the mice so the cats would have something to eat in the afterlife, which I thought was very considerate.
And you wrote that you were surprised to find so much sex in the encyclopedia.
It really was shocking. It's not X-rated, probably not even R-rated, but probably PG-13. And you learn things, everything from opossums have 13 nipples to elephants. It only takes them 20 seconds to have sex. So they're very efficient. Makes men feel better, I think.
And now, AJ, as promised, how about hitting us up with a few business lessons? Give us number one that comes to mind for you.
Number one is do not tarry. Do not waste time. If you have a good idea, implement it now. Because I don't know how many of your listeners know the name Elisha Gray. I hadn't heard of it. He filed a patent for the telephone on the afternoon of February 14th, 1876.
Valentine's Day.
That's right. And in the morning of February 14th, 1876, a man named Alexander Graham Bell filed a patent for the telephone. So Mr. Gray should have probably filed the patent, then gone out and did his errands instead of the other way around. So you always, if you have an idea, just do it now. Another lesson is just to be incredibly persistent. That over and over again, that was a theme. The inventor of the Xerox machine, a man named Chester Carlson, he was rejected by 20 companies before he finally sold it. There's a nice section on the pool champion Willie Moscone, who was forbidden by his father to play pool. His father wanted him to go into another business. So Willie made his own table using the kitchen table, and he used broomsticks for the pool cues and potatoes for balls. So there's always a way around an obstacle.
Some excellent business lessons we can put into play in our own lives wherever we are in business or non-business. We're now going to give AJ a chance to show off some of that knowledge that he's gained by way of our game, Fool Fact or Fool Fiction. You may recognize it as a glorified game of true or false, but we call it Fool Fact or Fool Fiction. I'll be reading the questions, and AJ Jacobs, the author of The Know-It-All, will be presenting the answers this week. And our contestant is no ordinary contestant. She is Joanna Soper, who is a member of Mensa and, in fact, the Mensa National Membership Officer. She takes home a full ball cap for each correct answer. She joins us from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Joanna, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Oh, David, I am so happy to be here. And hi, AJ.
Hello, Joanna. How are you?
AJ, are you a member of Mensa?
I did join Mensa as part of the book, and I had a delightful time at the Mensa convention.
Excellent.
They were very nice people. I don't want to reinforce stereotypes, Joanna, but there was a lot of talk about Star Trek at the Mensa convention.
You know, you talk about stereotypes. Not all of our listeners are necessarily aware of any stereotypes. I think, Joanna, you should tell, for the benefit of those who don't know, exactly what is Mensa and how does one become a member?
We have 3 points to our mission. One is to identify and foster human intelligence for the benefit of humanity.
Okay.
The second is to encourage research in the nature, characteristics, and uses of intelligence. And then the third one, we like to provide a stimulating intellectual and social environment for members. Every year we have a gathering, and we have regional gatherings. We have, like, you have your online seminars that you do in-depth knowledge on a particular subject. We have special interest groups. We've got over 150 of them that Mensa members can join.
Wow. And you mentioned Mensa members. And, Joanna, how does one become a member of Mensa?
Well, we have two different ways. You can either qualify on an admissions test.
Or pay.
You can take very near to where you live. Or you can qualify with prior evidence.
Ah.
And either one of those will cost you $30.
Okay, that's
not too bad. You can go online to our website, which is us.mensa.org.
Okay.
You can order a pretest. It's only $18, and we've even got a couple of questions online that you can try out.
I actually took the Mensa test, and I failed miserably, but I snuck in on my prior evidence. They allow SAT scores, and I guess I was smart in high school before my IQ took a dive, so
your IQ never changes.
Oh, really? All right, that's good to know.
And on that note, I think it's time to play our game, Fool Fact or Fool Fiction. Got a few for you here, team. And again, I'll be reading the questions. Joanna and I will puzzle it out. I think the emphasis there is on the word Joanna. And finally, AJ, you will give us the correct answer. And Joanna's going to walk away with ball caps for each one. Here we go. Fool Fact or Fool Fiction. The term bear market comes from Thomas Jefferson's pet grizzly bears and the fact that his economic policies sent the stock market tumbling. Joanna, is that Fool Fact or Fool Fiction?
Fiction. Fool fiction.
It sounds a little bit fictional to me. I always heard that bull markets, we remember because bulls strike when they attack, they push their horns up, whereas bears strike down with their paws. That's a simple mnemonic to remember bull and bear. I don't know that it really speaks to the origin of the term, but I tend to think it's fool fiction as well. Joanna, are you guessing there or do you know?
I'm positive.
You're positive. Mm. Okay.
Well, that's why she's in Mensa. That is correct. It is fool fiction. But I will say that Thomas Jefferson did have pet grizzly bears.
Wow.
So that part was true. The bear market is actually from a proverb, don't sell the bear skin before you've killed the bear. So that's where that comes from.
Let's move to number two, fool fact or fool fiction. Joanna, the company that holds the record for fastest rise to a Fortune 500 company is Compaq, just 4 years from its founding. Joanna, is that fool fact or fool fiction?
I'm going to guess that's a fact.
I know that Compaq, and again, I have to hasten to add, I have not seen the answers. AJ has the answers. I remember that Compaq made an astounding rise We're not actually. I remember on its way to $1 billion, it was the fastest at its time, which I think was back in the mid '80s. So, Joanna, are we going to go with Compaq?
I think we should.
Absolutely, it's a fool fact. It only took Compaq 4 years to reach the Fortune 500, 1982 to 1986. Mm. And as you were saying, Dave, it only took them 5 years to reach $1 billion in annual sales. So really a remarkable out-of-the-gate story.
It's funny because we can think back recently in stock market history, there were companies that reached $1 billion of market cap. That is the valuation put on their company. That happened very quickly in a lot of strange cases now looking back at it. But in most cases, none of them were reaching $1 billion in sales, which is where the rubber really hits the road.
That's right.
Joanna, you're 2 for 2. I like being on your team. We've got two more. You want to play?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, full fact or full fiction. The name of Walt Disney's very first character was Oswald the Rabbit. Joanna, is that full fact or full fiction?
Ooh, you've got me on that one.
And I've got me, too. Remember, I'm reading the questions, but I don't know the answers, and I have to say I have utterly no idea.
Oswald the Rabbit.
Wasn't there Steamboat Willie?
Bugs Bunny, and maybe he named him something else.
Well, wasn't Mickey Mouse Steamboat Willie originally or something like
that?
Right.
So I'm willing to go for fact.
You're thinking fact because I'm thinking fiction. Let's each stick with our convictions. One of us is going to be right. One will be wrong. We're both guessing. AJ?
Well, Dave, I'm sorry, but the Mensa member, she got you.
You know, that's why she's in Mensa.
Absolutely. It is a fact. Oswald the Rabbit was Walt Disney's first creation. He lost it in a trademark dispute. So he basically just changed the ears and renamed it Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
Interesting.
Joanna got that one right. She's been 3 for 3. One more to see if she can walk away. Perfect. Full fact or full fiction, Joanna? The first female stockbroker in the United States advocated free love, ran for president, and was a psychic. Is that full fact or full fiction? I have to say, I'll weigh in first. That would be pretty dastardly if, in fact, my producers had made all that up.
It would be. I'd want to fuss at them for that question, but you know, I'm still going to say no.
Yeah, you're thinking no, because my producers sometimes are very inventive.
I'm going to say no.
Do you know who the first female stockbroker is, Joanna?
I've read it, and I'm not seeing the name in my mind. I know it's there.
Now, is that true, Joanna? Are you just saying that because your Mensa spokes?
No. All of that's one of the things about Mensa's. It's one of our uniquenesses, is our memories.
Okay, so we're testing Joanna's memory. AJ?
Well, I gotta say, you know, she won't be getting a cap for that one. It is a fool fact. I'm sorry, Joanna. She was a fascinating character. Her name was Victoria Woodhull. It was about the 1870s when she set up her first stock brokerage. Mm. But I happen to love the combination of a psychic stockbroker. I think that's the perfect combination. I mean, who wouldn't go with that? You know, you want to know which stocks are going to be rising and falling.
And what exactly does the phrase free love mean? Maybe in the 19th century context.
I think it pretty much means what you think it is. I mean, they use euphemisms in the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
They're very genteel, but basically no marriage and whatever you want is okay.
Wow. Joanna Soper, thank you very much, and congratulations for walking away a winner on the Motley Fool Radio
Show.
Thank
you so much.
And we also say goodbye to A.J. Jacobs, the author of The Know-It-All. A.J., I've heard rumors that your book is getting turned into a screenplay. Any thoughts on who should play you?
Well, the director is Barry Sonnenfeld, who did Men in Black. So
wow.
I'm not sure who will be playing me, but I'm hoping for lots of explosions and special effects. So we'll
how about Steve Buscemi?
I'll take anyone as long
Will
as
Smith?
It gets made. Yeah, that's a great idea. My wife can be Jada Pinkett Smith.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
If you want to hear this game or any other part of this show that you missed, you can listen online at fool.npr.org.